You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast, where you look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:35 a.m. with Darren Owen, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount in the studio. It's Exeter and Toaster over the obstacles and Southwell on the all-weather fibre sand. During the afternoon, we have evening action as well. Chelmsford City on the domestic front and Dundalk over in Ireland as well. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio to look ahead to the action by Ross Briley. How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, Mark Walton. I'm a little bit dry in the face.
Dry in the face? That's a phrase I've never heard.
Well, it's,
how are you doing? I'm a little bit dry in the face.
It's very literal. It's just winter, isn't it? Just, you know, you get the old moisturisers out.
Or you is get, that you, James?
So you get dry in the face. No, it's just a bit. I woke up this morning, it was just grey. Everything's just grey.
It is, isn't it?
I think my body's shriveling up. Need some sunshine. I'm like a plant that you've forgot to water or left in a darkened cupboard.
I've got the strangest sense of déjà vu because I reckon it was probably about this time last year when you had the same kind of affliction. You don't handle the winter very well, do you?
Well, it's just rubbish, isn't it?
Do you think you're one of those people that gets
depressed
by the seasons?
Well, yeah, definitely, yeah, 100%. I don't understand how you can't get depressed by the seasons. You wake up, it's grey. You leave the house and it's grey. You go to bed and it's dark. How is this not depressing? I was watching a little something on Amazon last night, and there was it was set in LA, and I was looking at it thinking, and they said 350 days of sunshine.
Wow.
350 days of sunshine. Can you imagine that?
You'd hate those other 15 days, though.
Yeah, but even then, they're just mildly overcast. Yeah. Oh, it's a bit overcast today. Right, let's chalk that one off.
In saying that, you're wearing a grey jumper. I'm also wearing a grey jumper. You must like grey.
Well, no, I'm just reflecting the season. You can't go around... Actually, that's not true. I had a green shirt on yesterday to bring a bit. And to be fair, I was quite productive. So yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should dress not for the job I have, but for the job I want. Which, I don't know. I can't think of a name. If I was wearing a green shirt, what would it be? Well, I don't know. Cub Scout leader? I don't know. Or wears a green shirt? Army general?
Yeah, maybe you should join the army. Maybe that's the key.
I don't think it is. If you think it, Ross, how can I cheer myself up? Have you thought about getting shot? Wouldn't cheer me up, would it?
It probably wouldn't. I can't see why it would.
No.
All right.
To be fair, what does cheer me up is thinking that I'm not in the army and that this is a much easier life than being in the army. That's made me feel better.
Good. Well, you know, we're glad you're feeling better. One good thing about this time of year is Christmas.
Depending on which way you look at it. Not for everyone, Mark. Some people, it's a very depressing time of year.
All right.
No, you're right.
You always have to make it awkward, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready for Christmas?
I bought me turkey from Aldi yesterday.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah, got me turkey. Got me bronzed turkey. Well, he's not bronzed yet, but he will be.
He's a bit pale at the minute.
He's a bit pale, yeah. Put me in the booze fridge. I've got a fridge. It's got turkey and loads of booze in it. So that's my Christmas sword. I'm pretty much sorted. Although I've got my family coming up. And they're just making life awkward. So I suppose I am ready for Christmas, but... Depends. If you speak to my mum. Have you done this? Have you done that? No, not yet. Well, when are you doing it? It's 6 days away.
Yeah. I haven't done a thing yet. Well, I did. I lie. I bought 3 presents yesterday.
Yeah?
I've got many more to buy, but... Yeah, go Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. No one cares anyway. You could literally buy... Oh, I thought of you when I saw this. A cheese grater. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I haven't got a cheese grater. I realised the other day, much to my horror... When I was making some pasta, and I got the cheese out of the fridge, and I was like, I haven't bought a cheese grater. I haven't got one.
You just had to... What did you have to do?
I just melted an entire block of cheese on top.
Yes. I mean, that'd do it.
Yeah.
You have to... And then I look forward to that heart attack.
Yeah. I actually just went without cheese. I was quite disappointed.
Oh, yeah, but well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, how could winter get any worse, you say? Going without cheese.
Exactly. I mean, it's a hard time of the year.
What is winter for if it's not for gorging on cheese? That's what I always say. Yeah. That's what my nan used to say.
Right. Wise woman.
She was lactose intolerant. didn't suit her at all.
Terrible.
It was for her.
Yeah. We've also got good racing coming up over Christmas. Let's get back on the racing theme.
Very good racing coming up
over
Christmas.
Very good racing.
To be fair, that is the high point. That's the high point of Christmas Day, looking at the Boxing Day cards, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to factor it in now. My family are coming to my house now, so I'm going to go, what are we doing now after dinner? I'm going to go, you're going to fall asleep on the sofa, and I'm going through Wolverhampton.
I like how you picked Wolverhampton there. That sums you up in a nutshell.
Well,
I'd be going through Kempton.
But I'll have gone through Kempton on the Christmas Eve.
Oh, just keen. Just
yeah, exactly, going through. Yeah.
Big race course on Boxing Day at Kempton is the King George, mm-hmm. the King George the Sixth Chase. We do have the 5-day declarations through now, and Mike Bite still at the top of the betting at 5-4. No surprise there. Bristol DeMay 7-2, 6-1 Thistlecrack, Fox Norton 7-1. 15-2 Whisper, Disco 12-1, 18s T for 2, 50s or bigger for the other three. That's Outlander Double Shuffle and Traffic Fluid. So the main, well, the horses we expected to turn up are going to turn up. So yep. No real change on that front.
I can't wait for Might Bite to beat Whisper.
I thought Whisper was a good each-way shout at 12-1 a couple of days ago.
He's not an each-way shout, is he?
Whisper.
He's don't shout him. You'll ruin his old oeuvre. No, well, I think it was with you. Who was I with?
Probably me. Yeah.
After the Hennessy, I said he was the obvious each way play for the race.
Yes.
We had a nice little chat about it, and he was about 12-14-1 on that occasion, so he's halved in price. I still think Mike Bite will win. I hope he wins impressively because he's got that air of superiority about him, and I hope that he goes about it in the right way, and as I said, I hope Whisper runs on, gives him a bit of a battle, and then Mike Bite goes, not today sunshine, beat you twice before, beat you three times, whilst Bristol and I disappoints, and Fox Norton's an interesting one, isn't it?
Don't know what to make of Fox Norton.
Well, why not? Quite frankly, I mean, we've seen horses who, they don't necessarily win the King George, but there have been plenty of horses in the past few years where you've gone, you know, Champagne Fever is one of them that springs to mind. We go, he won't get home. And they kind of don't, but they still, but class gets them to a point.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fox Norton's a bit interesting, I think. But just out of a, oh yeah. I mean, he's a grade one winning chaser over 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
The one time he's gone, he's been tested with any sort of stamina. He bolted up in a career best performance.
Mm.
So why the hell not, Mark?
Why the hell not?
Although it does, but the fact that that's still in the entries does put a dampener on the old Thistlecrack project, doesn't it?
I suppose it does, yeah. Yeah.
He's starting to think, if they're looking elsewhere, all's not right with Thistlecrack. But yeah, I think Mike Bite...
Different owners, though. Do you think he'd just run them both anyway? He's run Cue Card and Thistlecrack and those kind of things, hasn't he?
It's not necessarily the owners. It's more the fact that, like, if you own Fox Norton and you knew Thistlecrack was on top whack,
yeah, I get it.
Would you be experimenting? Or are you thinking, actually, this race is starting to cut up a bit, and we know ours at home isn't on the top of his game necessarily.
Mm.
But Mike Bite will beat Whisper with Fox Norton back in third.
Where does Disco fit into this? Because he's kind of similar to Fox Norton in the respect that we don't really know how we get on over the trip, but he's got decent form at shorter trips.
Well, he's a 3-mile... grade one winner,
yeah,
so he won't have any problems with the trip, I don't think, but I don't think he's quite as classy as he needs to be to beat some of these. That'd be my concern.
He did win a grade one, didn't he, at Punchestown over 3 miles. I didn't see that. I saw him finish third at Leopardstown, yeah, but yeah, fair enough. Well, that's King George then.
That's that sword. Give you the 1-2-3 there. What more do you want?
Yep, beautiful. Before we get to that on Saturday, we've got the Rev de Civilla Long Walk Hurdle.
Yes.
Andrew Mountain on Thursday. It'd be interesting to hear his thoughts on the naming of the race.
Well, deservedly so, in the memory of Rev de Civilla, who was a bit of a monster. in these kind of races.
Yeah.
Give him heavy ground and 3 miles and...
Just watch him go. Him.
Just, well, watch him keep going. Well, yeah, watch him, just watch him plod.
Yeah. you know what I mean? Harry is the 6-4 favourite this year. Lil Rockefeller, 7-2, 4-1 Lamy Surge. Thomas Campbell, 5-1, 7-1 Sam Spinner, 12s or bigger for the rest. You know what I mean, Harry, the one to beat still?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. He got beat by Beer Goggles at Newbury, but Beer Goggles was a huge improver and was given a very good ride on the day as well. Obviously, the fact that Thistlecrack didn't perform to his best and that he's lost, he's just lost a little bit. You know, he had an air of invincibility about him, you know what I mean, Harry?
Hmm.
And maybe that's gone a little bit. And he is 9 years old, but he is the one to beat, definitely. Lil Rockefeller's interesting. And he's really sort of, I mean, he's 6 years old, so he's starting to hit that point now where you're like, right, you're peaking here, lad. He battled on Gaming to beat Lamy Surge last time out. He ran in this race last year, and he got hugely outpaced. If I remember rightly, it was a pretty foggy day, and he got lost in the fog, and you thought, what the hell's this rattling home? And given the fact that he's in better form this year, what is it? Yeah, he's still got, yeah. Each way play on Lil Rockefeller. Filth. Absolute filth, but sure to return something.
Yeah, 7-2, Lil Rockefeller. Maggoty each way bet, as Andy Holding would put it.
Yes. You've
been spending too much time with Andy, haven't you? That's what it is.
Not recently, no. I haven't spent enough time with him. No. Well, it's, sometimes it's, you can go mad looking for alternatives to the obvious.
Keep it simple, stupid. Champion exactly. Hurdle betting as well. I want to talk to you about that before we
do
move
it.
On to Thursday's action, because a curious event has occurred.
Lemony Snicket.
Yes. Bouvardet, last year's champion hurdler.
Yeah.
Been backed into 15-8 and is now the favourite with Fahine out to 2-1.
Well, we've seen some interesting markets, haven't we, recently, anti-post markets.
Is that a sign that Bouvardet is very strong? Apparently there has been a huge weight of money and he's now the biggest loser in our book, according to Rupert Adams, who's a William Hill PR spokesman. But also, does it throw up concerns about the weakness in Fahine, given what we've seen with some of the Willie Mullins runners?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. 100%. I mean, Bouvardet was overpriced anyway, a little bit beforehand. So this is, to be fair, this is probably a more, this is what it should have been. But there was, again, there's a bit of a mythical status around the likes of your Duvans and your Fahines. And maybe that mythical status is just starting to fall away.
Hmm.
As they start to reach the end of their tether a little bit. But Bouvardet is still fresh as a daisy in racing terms, and he's already done it. He's not going to face all the potential horses who are going to step up and challenge. Your likes of your Mellon and your Defi de Sille have so far shown that they aren't up to it. So, unless someone just noticed that and thought, 4-1? Like I said, after Mellon got beat, Defi de Sille got beat, My Tent or Yours are beating the new one, and it's like, is it just going to be the same old, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think he's back. This is more the price they should have been to begin with.
It's obvious, isn't it? It's JP McManus 1-2-3. Bouvardet beats My Tent or Yours and Defi de Sille already at this point.
There you go. Look, we're giving you the King George 1-2-3. Mark's giving you the Champion Hurdle 1-2-3. What do you want from Mike? What more do you want?
Exactly.
Studio at WilliamHill.co.uk.
Let's move on to Thursday's racing, finally, then. Let's get Ross's thoughts in the best of the action. You've gone to Southall. You went for a first and last race double at Southall.
Of course.
Which is just superb. The 11:45 is the first race. It's a mile and a half handicap, and a field of 9 set to go to post for this. Some informed runners in there as well, like Restive and Good Time Ahead arrive here chasing hat tricks. Moabit won last time out as well. Snowy Winter won a few starts ago. It's a little bit of a warm heat.
This is an absolute blinder. A couple of these middle distance handicaps on this surface have been a bit disappointing. Restive's won twice from the same old horses, really. But this has attracted some proper contenders. As you said, Moabit was in very good form last time we saw him. He mixed grades and won comfortably at Salisbury in soft ground. He's clearly on the upgrade. Interesting switch to Southall for him. Paul Nichols is a rare visitor. Restive's in fantastic form. He has been well placed to beat Love You Whatever twice, and he's gone up heftily in the weight since then, and he's drawn in box one, so he might get stuck down the inside. Snowy Winter will be popular because of Archie Watson and Good Time Ahead's in rattling form. But Spinning Melody looks a very interesting performer.
Mm.
Sprang a surprise first time out at Chelmsford when Winnie the Maiden from the front of the Sylvester D'Souza. You would have been forgiven for potentially thinking he was a bit overrated on that. But ran a cracker at Wolverhampton last time out behind a really progressive all-weather type in the shape of Ireland Brave. Plucked on at one pace, but the winner's got a lovely turn of foot, and I think we'll rattle up the hat trick next time we see Ireland Brave. That form looks good. Two winners have come out of it already. He's by Hard Spun, who's got a very good record on the surface. His Dam's by Refused to Bend, who's got a very good record on the surface. Simon Crisford's got a very good record on the surface. The cheap pieces are on. Drawn Out of the Muck in 9. I shouldn't be putting it up on the podcast, because if people hear this, the price will probably be shorter than it should be. But I think she's interesting. Right. She's very interesting on this surface.
Very interesting, then. Spinning Melody in that 11:45 at Southwell. And final race on the card is the 3:25. It's a 5-furlong handicap. It's the extended 4 furlongs in an actual trip. This is going to be fast.
It's not the extended 4 furlongs. It's the truncated 5 furlongs.
Yeah, the very, yeah, slightly shortened. Was it 3 yards short of a furlong?
They've gone, come on, lads. You don't want to go the whole five. Let's knock a bit off.
Have a few yards back. Anyway, a sprint, that's what it is.
It is.
Of the minimum distance. 11 runners set to go to post for this one. Again, you've got in-form runners in here, the likes of Archie Stevens and Pearl Acclaim arriving in good form. But plenty in there with chances, Ross. What do you make of it?
Archie Stevens for me. Pearl Acclaim's been very well placed in this. Obviously now, with a £12 penalty, he's rated 71 in a 0-58. So clearly has a bit of a class edge. But he's also giving lumps of weight away. Has been well drawn to win its last two starts. Beat Archie Stevens, then beat the somewhat tricky to win with Red Stripes only a few days ago. That was in a 0-75, so now managed to drop back down in grade due to a very canny bit of entering from David Griffiths. But with the weight swing, Archie Stevens is in just as good a form. Sprang a bit of a surprise on its penultimate start and then ran well up to that form last time out behind Pearl Acclaim. Comes from the same box today, and like I said, with the weight swing, should be in the mix here. Kosher Badar, Roy's Legacy, Men United, a lot of them should ensure a decent gallop, and Archie Stevens should be able to sit on the heels and get involved.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, with that double penalty, Pearl Acclaim has to give over a stone to Archie Stevens now. So
yes, it's a fair old...
isn't it? Fair old whack.
It is a fair old whack. Whereas last time out, yeah, was giving £5, so quite a difference. I feel.
Yeah, I would say, I agree. Of the two selections you've put up there, stronger opinion, which is the strongest?
Spinning Melody is the most interesting, but he's unproven on the surface. Whereas Archie Stevens is not as interesting, but is more solid. I think an each-way double, you won't go far wrong.
Nice, thank you very much, Ross. Good luck. Are you back in before Christmas?
No.
Then I will wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And you. I may you get all the cheese graters you ever wanted.
Thank you very much. That's Ross Brierley on Thursday's Racing Podcast. Then you'll hear all of Thursday's action on Racing Radio from 11:35 a.m. Darren Owen, Chris Pimlott and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio. Exeter, Toaster and Southwell in the afternoon. And it's Chelmsford and Dundalk throughout the evening. Plenty to get stuck into, therefore. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing Podcast. And enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.